This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zelma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, bonobos, river otters, weasels, wolverines, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, manta rays, or geckos. You know, it's Shark Week on Discovery Channel this week, which gives me an idea. We can get rid of the geckos by convincing them to embark on an exciting new career as bait. Hopefully they don't make the sharks puke too much. But anyways, are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zelma the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zelma, the all jazzed up, and I don't mean in the TLC screwed up reality show way. Ugh. Anyways, you probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zelma the Destroyer, but if not, you are a loser. You are not one of the cool iguanas. You can try to catch yourself up at my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, but we'll all know. We can still tell. Anyways. Ugh. Canada Day this weekend. Well, on Friday. Iguana, don't see why we're supposed to be celebrating stupid Canada. It sucks here. It rains most of the year, and like 90% of the country freezes over every year. For 90% of the year, there's nothing to celebrate about Canada as far as iguanas concerned. I mean, it was overcast with a cold breeze most of Friday. There was no sun until the late afternoon. Same thing yesterday, too, although that didn't stop Mr. Heidel from having a barbecue with a bunch of his buddies over. Iguana went over to hang out and, you know, raid the apple pies someone brought over. Plus the bowl of blueberries Mr. Heidel set out. I don't think it came, well, I know it didn't come from the new blueberry bushes he planted, because he ain't got no damn berries on them. Well, maybe two or three. But I guess he bought a box of blueberries from somewhere. Anyways, I had my fill. It was pretty cool. They blasted loud music like Slayer and Black Sabbath for atmosphere. Well, and mostly to piss off Mrs. Churchman, you know, on the other side of that tall plastic wrinkly, you know, the plastic wrinkly, hard. I don't know what they're called, but they're like, they're what humans make their houses out of in the third world slums. Those things. She made a really tall, privacy screen above the fence so that she doesn't have to see Mr. Heidel sunbathing nude. I think I mentioned that on a recent show. Anyways, so she couldn't see the debauchery, which is why they had to play the music so loud, so she had to hear, you know, Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley and all that. Anyways, I could kind of make out the sounds of Mrs. Churchman reciting prayers really loudly, so I think it annoyed her. Anyways, things started to get a little out of hand after someone's bimbo girlfriend had a couple or maybe 16 too many tequila shooters, and she took off all her clothes and started dancing naked on the picnic table, which is when Iguana headed back over the fence to Georgie's yard, because ain't no one need to see the naked mammal bits. I mean, I know the dude monkeys were all happy about it, but you know what? Dude monkeys get. Mammals should not be naked anywhere, not even in their own houses. It's disgusting. I mean, this one time, Iguana accidentally walked in on Georgie naked in the shower because Iguana thought Ig smelled mandarin oranges, but it turned out it was just her stupid body wash, soap, whatever. Iguana still gets a queasy stomach just thinking about it. Ugh, gross. Ugh. Anyway, so Iggy went into Georgie's painting studio. Unfortunately, she was not naked in the painting studio. They went in to pester Georgie. She was splattering purple paint on a canvas. It looked like blueberry vomit, so I suggested she call the painting that, but no. It does not look like vomit, Zamo. I'm painting an expression of the joy of dance. Ain't you chimps supposed to wait an hour after eating before you exercise or else you puke? It does not look like puke. Yes, it does, Georgie. Well, apparently Iguana's opinion doesn't count because Iguana never went to art school like Georgie did. And she steadfastly refused to consider my second title suggestion, Study in Purple Projectile Puke. Because, you know a lot of paintings like to call themselves studies. Not that anyone who paints ever studied anything. Mostly they're straight D students, but, anyways. Well, she wouldn't accept that title either. So, Iggy had an idea. And I know Georgie gets antsy and really bothered when someone just looks over her shoulder when she's working. Working my ass. Well, splattering paint and making it look like crap. Anyways, so Iguana had an idea and just stood there and stared at her. You could tell Georgie was getting irritated, but trying to ignore me. Finally, she asked me, "What do you want, Zamo? Is it supper time already?" Iguana already ate over at Mr. Heidel's barbecue, chimp. "Okay, well, what are you looking for in here?" Iggy decided not to say anything. Just see if Iggy could drive her crazy. It's a short freaking drive. But anyways, see if I could drive her crazy with no effort at all. So Ig just stood there and stared at Georgie as she dribbled paint on the canvas. Every time she sort of turned and looked out of the corner of her eye at me, I just shook my little head with smug disapproval when she was trying to see what I was up to. I could see Georgie's getting more tense, and a couple minutes later she goes, "Zamo, what do you want?" Ick still said nothing, just stared disapprovingly. It was actually kind of hard, because Iguana wanted to start snickering, but Ick knew he had to maintain frame and just keep up the stink eye. "Why don't you go watch TV, Zamo? Don't they have Shark Week on right now? You always like shows about people getting eaten by sharks." Iguana already saw all them Shark Week shows, Georgie. They're just rerunning things today. "Well, go play outside then. It's sunny still." "Not in the yard, Georgie. It's already all shady now." "Well, what do you want, Zamo?" "Iguana want to be entertained, Georgie. So go watch TV." "Live entertainment, Georgie." "Well, what the hell am I supposed to do to entertain you?" "You could juggle steak knives while standing on one leg, Georgie." "I don't even know how to juggle." "That's your problem, Georgie." Anyway, long story short, Georgie got mad Iguana wouldn't go away, so finally she gave me $10 to go upstairs and watch Shark Week reruns so she could paint in peace. Not a bad payday for doing something Iguana was gonna do anyways after spending a mere 10 minutes irritating Georgie. Anyways, Iguana gotta go have another nap, and then it's a little bit sunny outside today. I guess I could go out and... I gotta have a nap first. So, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zamo the Destroyer, as I always say. If you're a pet human, pet monkey, Snoops, or iTunes, stare at them disapprovingly until they go insane. And then, go to my website, ZamoTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you, Iggs, next week. Bye.